Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for the bonus episodes we do for Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. Today we have a very special guest with New York City mayoral candidate Maya Wiley. Maya is a lawyer, professor, and civil rights activist who served as the board chair of the New York City Civilian Complaint Review Board, as well as being counsel to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. So we talked to her today about the questions we wanted to hear as citizens of New York. And today we were joined by Harry Siegel, who's the senior editor at the Daily Beast. To hear this along with all our past bonus episodes with guests like Cory Booker, Billy Eichner, and Q&As, as well as gaining full access to the Daily Beast's fearless journalism, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com.
So my first question for you is, I love New York, and I've been here this whole time, and I'm a diehard, but it feels like I'm in the minority. And I'm curious to know, what's your plan to save us? No pressure.
Well, first of all, let me just start by saying, Molly, you are not in the minority.
Okay, good.
You are not. And I talk to all kinds of people from all over the city. And there is just, you know, New Yorkers, when a going gets tough, New Yorkers get tougher. So while there's a lot of chatter, it tends to come from some very vocal few versus the many. And so a big part of recovery from my standpoint and from what we've put out as a campaign is investing in New York coming back, stimulating the economy, but doing it in a way that utilizes what we have and that does it in a way that invests in communities that have been hard hit by COVID. So New Deal New York, which is exactly what it sounds like. It is modeled on the principles of the New Deal that got us out of the Great Depression. But it is spending $10 billion to build things we need, to fix things that need fixing, that both help communities solve problems, but does it in a way that creates 100,000 new jobs, which we desperately need, and focusing, that's everything from things like affordable housing. That's things like creating, in the context of a Green New Deal, you know, resiliency to flooding, where we need it. It's things like creating community centers or childcare.
Is that like a green zone around New York for the flooding stuff? What would that be?
Well, it can be different things depending on what part of the city. So what we're going to do is have a New Deal czar, because one of the things we have to solve is government taking too long to move capital construction projects forward, you know, to make it stimulative for the economy. We've also got to make government faster and more responsive. So having a senior cabinet member reporting directly to me as mayor, who's going to help with identifying the projects that are the smart projects, meaning they create the jobs we need, but they also solve the problems we need solving, and doing that in partnership with where and how those needs exist in communities that are hard hit. So it could be different things in different parts of the city, but as you know, about two-thirds of people who live in flood zones in this city are low income and people of color. So we're going to be making sure we're investing in keeping the entire city safe, but starting also where people have been hard hit.
You were there early on in the de Blasio administration, and he said a lot of things.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.